The Iowa Department of Agriculture lists more than 3,000 companies that are licensed to sell, distribute, or store some amount of fertilizer in Iowa. Any site that handles large amounts can carry some risk, says Steve Slater. He's the administrator for Iowa's Occupational Safety and Health Enforcement Office. Slater says Iowa has a mostly good track record with fertilizer plants, but the incident in Texas is likely to prompt reviews of regulations nationwide.
It's like the occurrence that just happened in Boston. You just can't predict this stuff, and when it does, you know, it makes big news and big headlines, and it makes provides good opportunities for everybody involved with this on whether we're doing enough and how we can do things better, I guess.
In 1994, an explosion of ammonium nitrate fertilizer at a plant near Sioux City killed 4 people and injured 15 more. The State Department of Natural Resources oversees environmental issues like emissions from plants. Officials there say there are 2 existing fertilizer plants in Iowa, Fort Dodge and Sergeant Bluff. Construction recently began for another plant in southeast Iowa's Lee County. In Des Moines, I'm Sarah McCammon, Iowa Public Radio News.